News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We've been talking about it all morning on the show and we've been asking your views on it too. But congestion charges would be more efficient and equitable in achieving environmental goals than a car parking levy. That is according to the Department of Finance in its annual batch of papers aimed at informing budgetary policy. And Brian Caulfield, professor at the School of Engineering in Trinity College in Dublin, joins us this morning. Brian, do you agree this idea of a congestion charge? Obviously, we're trying to tackle climate targets. Obviously, we're trying to reduce motoring in terms of cars in the city. Is this the way to go?
Yeah, it's one of the ways to go. The document that you mentioned there by the Department of Finance kind of puts a lot of effort into looking at the workplace parking levy as a solution. And how that would work would be 200-year charge on people that have a work have a car parking space at work. They say that's inequitable and it's not. They also say that it's not feasible to introduce. They also say in the same report that there are 705 spaces in the city that are paid for by the taxpayer at a cost of almost €1 million. So that's about €1,300 per parking space. And yet they say it's difficult to bring in this €200 charge. On the feasibility of bringing in the of a congestion charge would mean thousands of cameras to be put around the city at great expense, a lot of planning, and it would take an awful lot longer than this parking levy to introduce.
So I note a note of sort of scepticism in your voice, because what I'm hearing is the Department of Finance, who I would guess have some of these car parking spaces that it would be inequitable to put a levy on, that they're saying that that would be harder than introducing thousands of cameras around the city at massive expense, I would imagine, to monitor every major junction. And then all the software behind the scenes that would have to read all the number plates and process all the, you know, calculate the charges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Are you being sceptical about the Department of Finance's bona fides here?
Ciara, as an academic, I'm obviously being objective. I'm
just absolutely. Saying that. But you are saying that it's an unusual position to take, perhaps?
It is an unusual position to take. They don't talk about equity. They go great pains to say about how this parking levy is perhaps something that we shouldn't introduce. And yet congestion charges are put in there and there's very little talk about it. In the same document, Ciara, they talk about bringing in a weight-based tax for larger vehicles, SUVs and all of those other kind of things. And very little is put into the discussion around that in terms of equity or public acceptability.
Okay. Also, I would imagine a weight-based tax is another slightly complex tax to bring in for a variety of reasons, whereas, a car park levy might be cheaper. It does strike me as having a free car parking space in the city is a very least a benefit in kind.
It would seem that way, and we've actually in the report they cite a paper that I wrote 18 years ago about the benefits and the cost of bringing in these parking levies. It would seem that it is a benefit, but when you take a step back, if you asked somebody on the street if they could have a car parking space in Dublin for the whole year and it would cost €200, I think most people would take that.
Well, I think it's about €4.50 an hour. In most places, if you were to use a public car park, they're private, but you know what I mean, the ones that you drive in and pay at the barrier.
Exactly. And one of the things that we see from Dublin City Council's on-street parking is that the higher rates of parking does deter people from driving into the city, and it does encourage more people to use public transport. So it is, being cynical, it is a difficult part of the document to read. And the other thing that they do say in it is that they have no idea how many private car parking spaces are in Dublin City Centre, which again, kind of jars a little bit.
Okay, so those seems like relatively easy wins in terms of how easy it would be to find this out. With regard to the congestion charge, though, in general, one of the things that has been said is that we would have to improve public transport before we brought it in. And we've been discussing it this morning on the show. And Brian, that to me is the big sort of elephant in the room. I was saying, earlier on that I've been in London, as it happens, twice for work things in the last 2 months and use public transport all the time, even in an unfamiliar system, which is, it's not my local system, it's the tube. It's so easy to use. It's seamless. It's incredibly fast, and you can get anywhere relatively cheaply. You tap on with your credit card, Google Pay, and away you go. And I never waited, I don't think, more than about 90 seconds for a tube to arrive at any time in the whole time I was there. They literally fly along, and it's brilliant. So, of course, people are willing to use public transport because it's so good. Isn't it the case that all of these sort of sticks, not carrots, are very well and good, but it's quite difficult for people to get around in our sort of public transport system because it's not very well joined up?
Exactly. And in some parts of the city, we do have that, you know, say not on the tapping on and tapping off. The DART is a fantastic system, and that celebrated 40 years this week. It's been a quarter of a century since we extended the DART. So that shows that if it's that good, why aren't we building more of it more quickly? And equally, we had the 20th birthday of the Lewis a couple of weeks ago. It's nearly 7 years since we extended both of those. And it's likely to be at least into the early 2030s before we have a party to open up a new line. We need to start to do that. We need to start to build more public transport. And in the document from the Department of Finance, they do say that in terms of the work pace, parking levy, that we need better public transport. They don't mention it too much in terms of the congestion charge, but we do need better public transport. The reason congestion charging works in London and other cities that it is in is because they've got fantastic public transport like they have in London.
Yeah, no, and I think that's what changes behaviour more than any other thing, if you ask me. But look, thank you very much for joining us on that. You're very interesting on all that, Brian. I have to say, that's Brian Caulfield there, Professor of the School of Engineering, Trinity College in Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.